classic. See, now you got me. Now you got me where you want me. See, I ain't got nothing bad to say about you.
Hey, you know.
Classic.
I'm just trying to put it down a little bit, Bill.
Classic, man. That's, look, you can put that on in any joint in America and get people on the floor.
You know, I wanted to see you stand up and, start dancing.
I used to jump on it.
Okay.
Them days are over.
You got video?
No. I burned.
Okay, because I know you're not a Facebook guy. No, I was going to say if you had video, I could take it and put it on Facebook for you.
I burned everything for that very reason. Hey, it's Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron at the helm, and talking any and everything sports. But speaking of, people needing to know, Kev, how to find us, where to find us, when to find us. Give them the scoop on what to do, where to go, how to become a part of the Soul Take Champions Live family.
Man, we're on air. All you have to do is go to urbanmediatoday.com every Wednesday, Bill, from 7 to 9 p.m. It's real convenient. You could bring us up on your laptop if you need to, if you're at home. If you're on your phone, you could bring it up on your phone, and that's real convenient. I do it all the time myself.
But of course, the people that are listening to you say that have found us,
right?
So they don't need help in that,
right?
Direction.
So what we
want to encourage them to do
is to share it with other people, and also continue to listen to us on a weekly basis. And we appreciate everyone listening as well. And also, if you're on Twitter, what we would like for you to do is connect with us on Twitter. Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. And I'll read that again or say it again. Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. No more excuses for not being caught up to date on all the inside information on what's going on in sports, and especially that stuff that the other stations, that's right, I said other, the other stations don't want to talk about. We talk about it. You know what I was going to say, though? Speaking of sports, did you ever see the movie Secretariat?
I haven't.
You ought to rent that movie. Do yourself a favor, pull it up, rent it, whatever it is. You ought to watch. It's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
About a great athlete.
Okay.
You know, there used to be argument about whether Secretariat was an athlete.
I'm still debating that in my mind, but go ahead.
And you know, they went back and forth on it for a long time.
So who makes those decisions,
well,
man?
Hold that thought. Dwayne Woodruff, who's from Louisville, Kentucky, who has attended many Kentucky Derbies in his time, told me about the replica statue, if you will, of Secretariat at the Derby. Now, imagine this. Imagine this. It's 32 feet from his front hoof to his back hoof. Uh-huh. In full stride.
Okay.
It's an amazing, he's an amazing creature, an amazing horse. To which.
Very, very dirty sport, too,
well,
right?
Could
very
be.
Dirty.
To which, you know who owned the long jump record in the world for the longest time, the Olympic long jump record?
No, I know. Educate
Bob Beamon. You knew that.
Bob, I've heard the name.
29 feet, 9 inches in the air. So for those of you listening, just walk off 32 feet or walk off 29. It's remarkable that a man could jump 29 feet 9 inches in the air. I mean, and hold that record for darn near forever. But anyway, I only bring up the horse thing because I was watching a Western the other day. And, you know, growing up, you probably remember hearing, when a horse breaks his leg, they shoot him. And you knew that, right, Kev?
I knew that.
They
shoot the horses for many other reasons. For many other reasons, too.
But
like insurance money.
But that's what. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. We keep it real up in here, right?
That's too real.
Okay.
But my thing is this. My question is, what's the horse got to say about it? Like, it's my leg.
Oh, man. Now you're going to get the animal.
Imagine if you're the horse
activist
and your leg is broke.
Involved here.
Because what you have to ask yourself is, what did horses do before men came along to shoot them? Like, horses broke their legs.
I'm sure that has been going on from the beginning.
But no, horses before men, wild horses, they broke their legs. They didn't need to be shot. The horses probably
You're way out there in right field, man. Come on.
Listen to what I'm telling you. If you go back in time, if a horse breaks his leg, well, he'll just limp along. And the horse should have something to say about it. Now, a guy's going to decide, your leg is broke, I'm shooting you. The horse might say, whoa, wait, hold up a minute. I can handle it. I'll take care of it.
Okay, well, the United States, America isn't, you know, the only place.
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to give you something to think about. Move along.
You're going too deep, Bill.
I'm deep, man. I am deep like that. See, I think about stuff
I'm sure
other people don't think about.
You never thought about that, did you? I haven't.
I don't want to think about it.
But
so what if you break your leg and somebody's going to shoot you?
Well, I'm of sound mind. I can speak for myself.
And the horse, other than being able to put it in English, might say, let me alone.
So what's the point, man? You start talking about this movie, and then you went all extreme on me.
Put me out in the pasture. Let me limp around. I'm the horse. Don't be shooting me. Right, anyway, we want to thank the Pittsburgh Courier. Oh, I tell you what else we got.
Woo! That was tough, Bill.
I try to help you, Kev. Things you never think about. I came in knowing that I wasn't going to. What's going on in Aliquippa? Every time you turn around, something going down in Aliquippa. It's like the OK Corral in Aliquippa, man. And then people walking. Okay, so I didn't want to go there. That's why I went with the horse thing. But then you know.
But, you're all twisted
but
up,
But we
man.
Want to thank the Pittsburgh Zoo. We want to thank the Pittsburgh Pirates. We want to thank Rolling Hills up in Bridgeville, the horse stables, because those are all the places that Achieving Greatness, Inc. took all the kids this year in our Safe Summer programs. And we just want to just shout out to the Pittsburgh Zoo and the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rolling Hills Horse Farm, and all those other volunteers.
Rolling Hills what?
Horse Farm.
You went to the horse farm.
We took.
So did you ask the people that crazy question that you?
I didn't ask them that.
Okay.
But see, now I got you thinking about it. You're going to be thinking.
Those are the people you should have asked.
But it's a good question, right? Tonight you'll be like, I wonder.
Don't share that with anybody else, man. I wonder what the horse thinks about getting shot.
We took 30 kids horseback riding, man. It was fantastic. So I just want to send those thank yous out there and keep it coming, man, because Safe Summer 2018 is about to be over. Can you believe it's August? It's August.
Back to school time, man.
Preseason football has begun. Oliver Luck claiming that he will. Is it Oliver or Oliver's his dad?
Oliver Luck. No, no.
What's Luck's
Andrew.
First name? Andrew
Luck.
His dad is Oliver, who was a former athletic director at West Virginia University. But he claims he's going to be back at full tilt and all kind of stuff going on in the NFL.
You know what? I hope he is back at full tilt. I mean.
Ain't played in two years.
Yeah, but he's an interception machine if you ask me. Uh-huh. So, hey, let him play as long as he's not playing for my team. But, you know, let's talk to some NFL and let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers who has a game coming up this Thursday, Bill.
Against the world champions.
World champions, Philadelphia Eagles.
They won't even sniff it again.
You don't think so?
They won't even sniff it again.
Why do you say that? Let's digress a little bit.
I think the stars were aligned for them. They lose their starting quarterback, and their backup quarterback is better than their starting quarterback. Running by committee, all things.
But that's how New England did it.
All things lined up well, and I think they hit the jackpot, and I don't think they'll be back. And, of course, you know how hard it is to repeat, and you know how hard it is to keep your team focused in that same direction, all the sacrifices that have to be made, all the putting the individual stuff aside, all the team camaraderie that has to come about, it's hard to recapture that.
Well, I think they have a good opportunity to go. Okay, if they'll win, I don't know. Once you get there, I would think either team would be able to win. But when you take a look over there in the NFC and you take a look at the competition, You never know what you're going to get out of the Rams. The Rams had a real good season last year. Aaron Donald, of course, is still holding out, but he's expected to be back by the regular season. And they made some key acquisitions as well. So I think they're loaded, you know, over in, I can't even say L.A. So it's the Rams. What are they now, Bill? Are they Las Vegas or I couldn't even tell you.
Good question. But let me tell you something I found out just since you brought it up. Just found out in a Hall of Fame committee meeting the other night that Aaron Donald's dad was a great football player.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's something we were talking about that came up through conversation as a turn. I never knew him, but a couple of the older guys were telling me that his dad was a beast, so he came by naturally.
All right. So, like I said, you know, closer to home or right at home, I should say, our Steelers' first game this Thursday. And it'd be very interesting when you take a look at the quarterback situation because, of course, Ben isn't going to play. But when you start looking at the backup quarterbacks, it's very interesting, as I indicated before. So you have Landry Jones. He's been the backup for the last 4 years. Tomlin didn't come out and say that he would start this game, but he should see significant playing time. I would think that he would probably start. And then you have, of course, Joshua Dobbs that played last year, and I believe he was a draft pick last year. And then you have Mason Rudolph, the third-round draft pick from this year.
That everybody's excited about.
Everyone is excited. Based on the reports that I've been reading.
Well, so, you know, when you talk about Landry Jones, people are quick to dismiss him as a clipboard toter, but the NFL had him ranked. He was like one of the top 10 backup quarterbacks in NFL, even though he had very limited playing time. However they determine that listing, that stat. But Landry Jones was recognized as a quality backup. So now, and people are always quick to dismiss him because he doesn't really light up the joint when he does have an opportunity. But it may not be a slam dunk that Jones is out of there.
Would you like to bet on it? Or are you a betting man?
I am a betting man. What? You're not a betting man.
I'm not.
I'm so a betting man.
So if you had to bet, would you say he would be here? You know, at the beginning of the year?
Landry Jones,
yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I don't think he'll be here.
No, I
don't think he'll be here because this is the final year of his contract. And Mason Rudolph, as we talked about, everyone is really excited about Mason Rudolph. And he was a third-round draft pick. And then you have – and he's expected to be the backup. So I don't think you're going to have Landry Jones.
But you need three, right?
You need three. But I don't think you'll see Landry Jones be the third backup. I can see Joshua Dobbs being the third backup. And given that Landry Jones is in his contract year and they drafted Mason Rudolph in the third round, I think it just makes sense for the Steelers to get rid of him. Now, how he will make his exit.
Well, I was about to say, you're talking trade, you're talking release, what are you talking
about? I think a trade would be the best decision. You know, hold on to him as long as possible during training camp.
Isn't Dobbs going to Mars?
What's that?
Isn't Dobbs going to Mars? Isn't he the rocket scientist?
You just threw me totally off with that.
I thought Dobbs was the guy that was the genius.
I have no clue.
High IQ.
Educate me a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's a high IQ.
Well, what is he talking about, Kiki? You know,
rocket
anything?
Scientist, huh? Guy. Google it. You Google everything else. Google that.
Yeah. I might just have to.
Well, we'll see. But they got to keep three, so we'll see. But your scenario is not unimaginable. That could be the way they go.
Like I said, I think they'll hold on to him as long as possible. I think they'll play him a lot, okay, because this is the opportunity to play him and really hope that he performs to increase his trade value because, let's face it, during the regular season, he's played okay. So if he could build on what was done during the regular season over the last 4 years, it might increase his trade value a little bit more.
To go be a backup somewhere else.
To be a backup somewhere else, yes. Cleveland. I think Cleveland has enough quarterbacks.
Well, but if you're talking about getting one of quality that their now offensive coordinator, who used to be our offensive coordinator, can recognize, that might be a place he would go.
Since you put it that way, however, they have Taylor up there, if I'm not mistaken, and they just drafted a quarterback. So, no, I don't see that. I don't see that that would be a good fit because, yeah, he would be in the same situation there that he is here. But so, that's – go ahead.
Well, it is someone that their offensive coordinator would know and be able to relate to immediately. But just a thought, just a thought. So let's go back to something you spoke about a month ago. You suggested that Big Ben suggesting that he would be around another 2 or 3 years. You thought that's not possible, not likely to happen.
Right. I think he'll play his contract out. I believe he has 2 years left on his contract.
Not counting this year.
No, counting this year.
So he's got this year and another year.
I believe so. Okay. And I would have to confirm it, but if I can remember, he has 2 years left. And the Steelers typically re-sign their quarterbacks, or Ben, I should say, with 2 years left on the contract. But I think maybe one other time they did wait until the contract year right beforehand to go ahead and do a new deal. But, again, there's a reason that we drafted Mason Rudolph. And we need to start spending money on the other side of the ball. And I would like to talk, Bill, about the other side of the ball because I'm really nervous about our defense. Our defense was very shaky last year. And now what's been going on really on both sides of the ball, there's been a lot of injuries in camp this year. On the defensive side as well as the offensive side. So on the defensive side, from an injury standpoint, we are looking at T.J. Watts being out, injured. Bud Dupree being out, injured. And now we're looking at a situation where the depth of our linebackers is a problem. So we let Arthur Motes go, play 4 years with the Steelers, and we let him go. I believe he's with Arizona right now, if I'm not mistaken. And we let your boy go, or he left, James Harrison. And now we're in a situation where we can use more outside linebackers, and we're real thin there. And you have a guy, Keon Adams, who is maybe will be the backup for the Steelers. So that's something to look forward to on Thursday to see how Keon Adams perform because we really need someone to step up. Now, Keon Adams, he missed the entire preseason and regular season with a torn labrum in his shoulder. So he really... You know, he doesn't have any experience whatsoever. So he's a raw outside linebacker for us.
Well, you know, Coach Tomlin has assured us that holes will be filled and plugged and things that happened last year won't happen again. As a matter of fact, I think he went on record to say that. And let's be mindful, Pittsburghers and the rest of the nation. Pittsburgh Steelers went 13-3 last year. They are not at all a desolate team and a destitute team, I should say, and pretty much handled their own until crunch time. So plugging up the linebacker. But, you know, as much as we make reference to the linebackers and as much as we identify the problem being there, it all starts on the front line. That's where it starts.
But the front line is healthy.
Well, the front line allowed holes to be taken advantage of as well. So we can't blame the linebackers on on all the damage that was done on defense, because it starts on the front line.
Well,
the front line fell short, especially in the playoffs.
But the key to the 3-4 starts with the linebackers.
It's I'm not going to say it's
they're the key to the whole defense. Well, of course, the defensive line, it starts there. Well, but
yeah, but
in a 3-4, the strength of your defense resides with the linebackers.
Yeah, but you have to be able to hold the line. You have to be able to hold the line. The linebackers are second contact. You've got to be able to hold the line. And we had very disappointing showing of the defensive line. So, you know, it starts up front, and the linebackers play a major role in that defense. But if you don't have defensive linemen that can stand people up, you're going to have problems.
But I have confidence in our defensive line. Well, I can't say that I have confidence in our linebacker core.
We don't have confidence in our linebacker
okay,
core.
But with
nor Cam, do we have confidence in our defensive line.
Well, I do. Well, I do with Cam Hayward.
Well, they didn't show up last year, Kevin. They didn't show up in the playoffs.
And Tuitt.
They got it handed to them in the playoffs. You blaming that on injury?
I'm not blaming that on injury, but I'm saying I think we have the personnel there to get it done is what I'm saying.
Well,
versus the outside linebacker or the linebackers in general,
that can be true.
Is very suspect.
That can be true
in
all facets of the game, but the evidence is that the defensive line did not show up.
Well,
the defensive backs did not show up, and it's not just the linebackers.
Who did play a good game that game?
On defense?
For the whole team.
Well, the offense played a good game.
Probably Antonio Brown is the –
scored 40 points.
And Antonio Brown and Bell.
Offense scored 40 points. They did something right. And it's a team effort. It's a collective team effort. And to be honest with you, the thing about defense is –
well, if you don't turn the ball over, I believe we had, if I can remember, we had at least 3 turnovers. The defense don't turn the ball over.
Well, and if the defense doesn't get turnovers, they're just equally as culpable. So
I disagree with that comment.
So you can go through a season without getting any turnovers and be okay?
No, I'm saying you need to secure the ball.
Well, you need to get turnovers.
It's a big difference with turning the ball over versus getting turnovers. I agree.
I agree
you need to get turnovers, but when you lose the ball, that hurts you much more than not getting turnovers.
Well, no, it hurts you.
I said a lot more. No, it hurts you a lot more.
Well, but it helps you a lot more if you get the turnovers. So with 6-1 and half a dozen.
Not at all. I disagree with that. You can't equate the offense giving up the ball versus the defense not getting the ball.
So I'll ask you again. You can go through a whole season without the defense getting any turnovers?
I did not say that.
I'm asking you a question.
I'm telling you which one hurts the most.
Well, so as important, if it wasn't important, it wouldn't matter to a team. Defensive getting turnovers matters. And if you have an offense that turns the ball over and a defense that gets it back, now you're working with a team effort that can work, that can come to an even keel.
What's most important on the defense is stopping the other team from scoring points.
Exactly.
And that's the number one priority.
Is getting the ball. Is taking the ball away.
That would help.
Well, okay.
That would ensure the offense can't score without the ball. But I'm saying which one is worst. That's the only thing we're arguing about is worst for your offense to give up the ball. If you had to make a choice, which one would you rather have? And be honest about it. Would you say in the game, you want your offense to throw an interception or your defense to get an interception? Which one are you going
to
pick?
I don't want the offense to throw in any interceptions, and I want the defense to get.
You can't hedge. No. It's a simple question.
I just gave you a simple answer.
No, you can't give me that answer.
I don't want the offense to throw in any interceptions, and I want the defense
to get.
See,
you're not being honest.
Well, I think it's important.
It's one or the other.
Well, I don't think it's one or the other. It's they're both important.
Well, getting back to what I was saying with this linebacker core. You know, I'm very concerned with it.
So what are you saying? You don't want the people they have? You want somebody else in position?
I'm not saying that.
What are you
saying? What I'm saying is when you're already weak in an area and now you start to have injuries in that area, it makes things worse. Okay? So we're coming into the season already suspect. In our inside line, really across the board. I mean, we lost Cesar Okay, so he was key. He was our best defensive player. And we come in with a question mark as far as who's going to fill that role. And then on the outside, we have questions. But Dupree has never played to what we expected of him. And then you have T.J. Watts on the other side, who I have confidence in, but he started fast last year, and he tailed off. And now both of those guys on the outside are hurt.
And my question to you is, what is it that you propose to do to make it better? Are you staying with these guys and hoping for the best? Do you see somebody coming off the bench that might be able to replace somebody? Do you expect these guys to step up and get it done? What is your conclusion?
Well, the conclusion is we need to have healthy guys. That would help a lot.
Well, I think that get goes these, without saying, man.
Well, if we have healthy guys, that's part of the solution.
Yeah, but I mean, so
if they're not healthy, of course we need to go out and get somebody. But then you have to look at who's available.
So you're saying that if they're healthy, they'll get the job done?
I'm not saying that.
Because I don't think
I'm saying that there's a better opportunity for the job.
So given that they're healthy, as everybody on the planet hopes for and wishes for, if they're healthy, are do you think they're able to get the job done?
I'm not sure, Bill. I'm more concerned if they're healthy. I'm more concerned with inside linebacker. I think what we should have done, we should have re-signed Arthur Motes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Okay,
you
we should have re-signed Arthur Motes.
Give me a conclusion to how you're going to.
So you're well.
That's
you know
one,
the
that's one answer.
No, the thing about Arthur Motes, he's not available now.
Okay,
now if he
answer.
Doesn't make Arizona's team, I would think we should reconsider bringing him back. Another guy, Timmons, I believe was available for inside linebacker, and we decided not to bring Timmons back.
I think they decided that last year they weren't going back in that direction.
Okay, but again, when you start talking,
wasn't Timmons walking around talking to himself or something for a minute?
Well, he was good here. Once he went to Miami, is when things got crazy, why that happened, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, but. You know, I'm just making everybody aware that the Steelers linebacker situation right now is not a pretty situation. I think the defensive line is intact. I think the secondary is intact. I think the secondary will do well because now they're having a full camp together. And they brought in, you know, a new guy as well as safety, which is going
to
help. And Davis was moved.
It's access to the urban
so
lifestyle.
I think we'll be okay.
Is your
you know, with having Burns
sports.
On one side and Hayden on the other
awesome
side.
Prizes, like
now,
cards,
I mentioned injuries
swag,
across the board. Now, on the offensive
and your
side, we have injuries as well. So, Juju has
cool,
a left
right?
knee.
Log on
Juju
to
Smith-Schuster.
Right now and
Antonio Brown is dinged up already.
A year. Not
and
a
then
month,
you have
not
our tight end.
You've always
who's
wanted to
dinged
be a VIP,
up
right?
as well,
well here's your
not
chance.
Jesse James.
Subscribe today for just $19.99.
The other tight end, I can't think of his name right now.
You can thank us later.
Vance McDonald.
Yeah.
So I just think as a team, you know, we just need to get healthy. I'm not concerned with the first game, but I am concerned with, you know, the regular season. Once the regular season starts, hopefully everybody will be healthy.
Well, these dings and these little tidbits of injuries, that's kind of normal for preseason preparation, and the details on the injuries are generally over-exaggerated, and more often than not, they're taking precautions because the veterans don't need all that time invested in something that might be slightly pulled or tweaked at this time. So as it stands now, yet another amazing observation made by Kevin Cameron, ladies and gentlemen. We want the team to be healthy.
Yes, and yes. You know what? I talked about some of the concerns of the team. On
well,
the,
talk about
on the other side.
Talk about them after we come back
well,
from the break.
I want to talk about the good things that's going on
well,
in
you
camp.
You can do that, but Kiki said we got a break, so you got to talk about it when we come back. And that will be shortly. See you in a minute.